Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel reveals how the Lord fulfills the Old Testament and brings it into a deeper and newer dimension. The Lord is asked this question by the scribes about the greatest of the commandments. Once again, the Pharisees and the scribes are trying to trip Jesus up. They're trying to trick him and get him into a verbal trap so that they can falsely persecute him. And the Lord responds in a brilliant way by combining two commandments from the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Leviticus. The first we hear is, from Deuteronomy, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone." This is a very famous prayer for the Jewish people called the Shema Israel. Shema means hear in Hebrew. Hear, O Israel, remember, O Israel. That's a very important theme in Jewish culture, to listen, to remember. In the Jewish mind, the very root of sin is when we cease to remember God's love and when we cease to listen to his commandments. How true that is. Any time that we sin, it is because we forget God's love for us and we fail to listen to the way of life that he has given. So the Lord combines this mandate from Deuteronomy, which is among the most holy acclamations in the Jewish religion, with also a commandment from the book of Leviticus. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This, of course, being the famous golden rule. The Lord here is combining a vertical dimension of faith, love of God, with a horizontal dimension of faith, love of neighbor. And he's putting them in tandem. He's saying that these two things must be essentially cooperative. In order to truly be a Christian, we have to love God while simultaneously loving our neighbor. Later on, Jesus will add to this commandment by giving a new commandment. He says, "You have heard, do unto others what they do unto you, but I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." If we read that statement in light of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, we can see how the Lord is synthesizing what will become the foundations of the Christian religion. Love God, love your neighbor as I have shown you love, which is to say, sacrificing your life. Jesus teaches us how to love, not just as we love ourselves, but something more. He says, "Love as I have loved you." And how has Christ loved us? By dying on the cross. Jesus Christ pours out the last drop of his blood for the sake of our salvation. Here is the greatest testament of love. Here is the true golden rule of Christianity. When I was in high school, there was a poster of all the world religions, and this poster was rather relativistic in asserting that in the end, all religions are the same, that they all have the same golden rule. So it quoted Confucius and Buddha and Jesus saying, love your neighbor as yourself. It quoted the book of Leviticus. Although I appreciate the sentiment behind that poster, it was wrong to put Christianity as a part of it, because our golden rule goes to the next level. Jesus takes the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus takes the book of Leviticus, fuses them together, and then within himself, with himself constituting a new center, he adds to both of these traditional commandments by saying to love as he loves. Do not love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as Christ loves them. Because you may not love yourself properly, or because you might be too weak to love your neighbors they deserve. But the one thing that we know is that Christ loves them, no matter what they've done. And this becomes the new logic. This becomes the new basis of what it means to care for another, to love them as Christ loves them. So as we reflect on this gospel, in which Jesus takes Leviticus and Deuteronomy, making a one single communion with the Father and with our neighbor, let us also appreciate that he has shown us the way. In the person of Jesus is where we have the greatest witness to what love should look like, which is a life poured out, a life sacrificed, a life which reflects Jesus Christ crucified. Amen.